Hi everybody, it's Curious Raven. How are y'all today? And we'll have to put an advisory on this one because of the kind of the gruesome details. This one just kind of hits home for us horror narrators because I'm pretty sure a lot of you have heard of the Slender Man case. A while back when I first heard about this, I was just flabbergasted. I have, you know, kids of my own. They are all into the creepypasta, and so am I. As you can tell, I do narrate them. But me, I always make sure my kids know that it's fake, and they understand that. This case is kind of how a child can take their imagination to the extreme, and some children don't understand that. A lot of this stuff is fake. People make these stories up, and characters that are not real. In 2009, Slender Man was made for fan fiction. It is an entity. He is very scary, and he's very tall, thin. He has no features in his face, and sometimes he has these tentacles that come out of the back of his back. He's usually wearing a black suit, and he's a myth. They say that the entity can cause amnesia, bouts of coughing, and paranoid behavior. He's often described as hiding in forests and killing kids and stalking kids. For a while, there was like a Slender Man challenge a while back where kids would say, oh, he talked to me and we have to do this to get in his ranks. Just random stuff online. And it was really bad people online getting little kids to do stuff that they shouldn't have done. So the challenge was very wicked. To me, it was. And when all this stuff came out, I would sit down and talk to my kids. Look, do not do that kind of stuff. It's fake. There are predators out there trying to get you to do horrible things. Every corner of the internet and sometimes on TV, it is not good. There are really bad people out there. Y'all do not know this, but I am a law enforcement family, and I was a correctional officer for almost 5 years. So I have been in the presence of murderers, rapists, every scum of the earth that you can think of. They will manipulate you, and they have no type of morals or value, or do not care about what happens to you or your children. They just want what they want, and they're evil. That is my opinion. I've seen it firsthand. I've had to deal with... I'm kind of getting off track, so let me get back on track. Well, this happened in May 31st of 2014 in Waukesha, Wisconsin. There were three girls. They were all 12 at the time. One was named Anissa M. Morgan. Those are the perpetrators. And the victim is Peyton. They did call her Bella. That was her nickname. Peyton and Morgan knew each other from fourth grade. And then 2014, they met Anissa. It was her first year new to that school. Peyton described that she made friends with Morgan in the first place because she noticed she didn't have any friends and she didn't want her to feel alone and lonely. So she made friends with her and they became best friends. And then that's when Anissa in 2014, came into the picture and they all became best friends. And in 2014, they were all 12 years old. They were at Morgan's house. It was Morgan's slumber party for her birthday. And her mom, Morgan's mom, said they were having fun, laughing, playing, running around the house. Peyton's mom said that Peyton brought her American Girl doll over there. You know, maybe play dolls and maybe get on the internet. So she didn't have any idea that something bad would happen to her daughter over there. Well, Anissa and Morgan had this planned for a while. They describe that they got kind of obsessed with Slender Man, and they really thought he was real. They really thought that if they did this to Peyton, that they would get to join Slender Man's ranks and go to Slender Man's mansion. The girls also believed that if they did not do it, that Slender Man would hurt their families, that they were scared. To be honest, I do not think that is the reason. They just were in this fantasy world, in my opinion, and they wanted to be cool and they wanted to become Slender Man's proxies and go live in his mansion with him. And it's amazing that they really believed this. But, you know, I am older, in my 30s, and I don't have a mind of a child anymore. You know, there's probably stuff when I was 12 that I believed in that I would just punch myself in the face if I, you know, me looking at myself back then, today. So, okay, let me get to it. I keep getting off track. Sorry about that. Okay, so what happened was that Morgan and Anissa decided they wanted to kill Morgan on May 30th. How they wanted to do it was they took a 5-inch long blade, and they were going to duct tape Peyton's mouth. They were going to stab her in the neck and then just leave her there. But Morgan expressed, oh, well, we'll let her have another morning. Like, they were giving her grace of just one more day being alive. Well, Anissa and Morgan concocted this plan, so they've been planning this for a while. So this was a premeditated murder. And the girls, you know, woke up that morning on the 31st, and they're all having fun, had breakfast, and they lured Peyton out saying, hey, let's go for a walk. Let's go play hide and seek. They went to this local park called David's Park. It was kind of a hiker's wooded area. I believe that they thought that would be a good place because there's lots of places to hide behind trees and in the bushes. But instead, when they got kind of further into the woods, the girls actually decided to pin down Peyton, and she was stabbed 19 times in the arms, legs, and torso with that 5-inch kitchen knife. 2 wounds were to 2 major organs. 1 missed a major artery in her heart. The surgeon said that if it went a hair, the thickness of a hair from a human's head, she would have died. Now to me, someone was watching over that baby that day. A guardian angel. It was not her time to go. And another went through her diaphragm, cutting into her liver and stomach. Anissa told her to lay down, that the blood would come out slower, and her and Morgan were going to go get help. And they just left. Peyton described that she did not want to die, that she remembered her parents and said that she fought, and she crawled by herself to a nearby road where a miracle happened. But that day, a cyclist was cycling and came up to her on the side of the road, bleeding everywhere. Peyton was in the hospital for 7 days after the attack, and she returned to school on September 2014. That is insane. I'm proud of her for not giving up, and that these 2 girls that were supposed to be her best friends would harm her like that over someone that was fake. They're wanting to be accepted by Slender Man outweighed their care and love for the best friend. And that's disgusting. These 2 girls were delusional. Also, Peyton said that she didn't even feel anything. She said she was in shock, but she said she felt real dizzy and she felt like she couldn't breathe. And she described that Anissa told Peyton that we're not helping you. Morgan just said that she had no remorse because remorse would not get you anywhere, and she has no regrets at all for hurting her friend. Oh, actually, I just looked. They planned the premeditated murder for 6 months. That is, so fucking sad. All I know is that she never even did anything to these girls, and they just went ballistic and just stabbed her 19 times over and over again in the woods. To me, that is a psychopath. Well, after the cyclist called the police, there was a manhunt for these 2 young 12-year-old girls. They described that they found Anissa and Morgan sitting on the side of a highway that was about 5 hours. It was kind of the outskirts of the town. And the officer described their demeanor was very calm and meek. Anissa had blood stains on her shirt, and Morgan was just covered in blood. It was also concluded that Morgan was the first one to stab her and start it. In Wisconsin, they have a law that a minor can be actually interrogated without their parents' consent. So it wasn't like, oh, we gotta wait for your parents to get here. There was no law that stated that it was illegal to question them because it was legal. So in 2017, Anissa pleaded guilty to being a party to attempted second-degree homicide. A jury then found her not guilty by mental disease or defect. No offense, she knew what she was doing. She knew what was wrong for right. I think she got off easy. Morgan accepted a plea offer under which she would not go to trial and would be evaluated by psychiatrists to determine how long she should be placed in a mental hospital. She later pleaded guilty, but was found not guilty by reason of mental disease or defect and was diagnosed with schizophrenia, from which her father also suffers from. I'm sorry. If I was her mom, not to bash her mom or anything, wouldn't there have been some type of signs that she had some type of mental illness, especially since her father had it? I mean, it's called preventative care. If I knew my child's father had something that serious, I would have already had them at like age 8 to 10 to get checked out just in case, to make sure that they weren't gonna, you know, snap like this girl did and try to kill her best friend. So, anyways. Anissa was sentenced 25 years to life, and the sentencing involved at least 3 years locked to confinement and involuntary treatment in a state psychiatric institute, followed by communal supervision until age 37. Morgan was sentenced to the maximum, 40 years to life, and that also involved at least 3 years locked confinement in addition to involuntary treatment in a state psychiatric institute until complete resolutions of symptoms or until age 53, whichever may happen first. In the aftermath of the stabbing, the creepypasta wiki was blocked throughout the school district. On the Tuesday following the stabbing, Slender Man creator Eric Knudsen said, "I am deeply saddened by the tragedy in Wisconsin, and my heart goes out to the families of those affected by this terrible act." Members of the Creepypasta community held a 24-hour live stream on YouTube June 13th through the 14th in 2014 to raise money for the stabbing victim. On August 12th, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker issued a proclamation declaring Wednesday, August 13, 2014, as Purple Hearts for Healing Day and encouraged the people of Wisconsin to wear purple on that day in honor of the victim of the stabbing. He also praised the strength and determination exhibited by the victim during her recovery. The city of Madison, Wisconsin held a one-day Bratwurst Festival to honor the victim on August 29th, several days before the victim returned to school. There is a huge debate online. I'm not going to tell you how to parent your kids, to be honest. But it's stuff like this that I recommend that you look into your kids' history browsers. And if you overhear them listening something or you're watching a scary movie with them, just make sure they know that it is fake, that it is not real, that someone made this character. When I was 7, I started watching horror movies. I remember watching It and all these other movies like Killer Clowns. That was one of my favorites. But my mother always let me know that it was fake, that it's not real. And I really didn't have any issues with thinking monsters were real under the bed because I knew what I was watching was just make-believe. Actors acting. And the same goes for my children. But some people don't even allow their children to watch any scary movies at all until they're like 14, 15 years old. And I feel like they're really missing out on some cool stuff. Horror always seems like it is just, oh, so evil and bad. But to be honest, like the true horror stories we can learn from. Especially the women that get stalked and they get into really bad situations. And people can learn what their mistakes are. And also can learn how to get out of it. What they did to survive. This little girl survive this horrible attack on her. It just kind of restores faith in me that just don't give up. If you're in a bad situation, you do what you need to do to fight for your life. It just sucks that this happened, and it kind of shows us in the world that creepypasta was a huge thing. I mean, it still kind of is, but I guess we need to make an emphasis that is not true. Maybe I should put kind of a disclaimer in the beginning of my videos. I don't know. It's sad that this little girl had two monsters try to kill her, you know, and that's what Morgan said, was that they were trying to kill her. I'm just glad that she got to go home to her mother, and she is good. It took Peyton 5 years after the stabbing to actually want to come on TV and tell her story, and that takes a lot of courage. She was on ABC's 2020, and she was asked, "What would you want to say to them?" And she actually said she wanted to thank them because now she wants to go into the medical field and she wants to help people live. And that is amazing. But this was just me coming on here, letting you kind of have like a summary of this horrible, horrible situation. What I can leave you with is make sure you watch your back. You never know who's going to come hurt you. Next Friday, I will be doing one from Australia, a very heinous crime, and I welcome you back to come listen to that one on Friday. Go like and subscribe to my channel. Remember, it's scary out there.